Jack, I'm flying! Oh, fuck, Jack, I'm flying!
You're like a big tree trunk.
Is this recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're reporting live from the studio.
We're reporting live from the studio after a weekend full of what I would like to say...
Hell.
I mean, I hate to say that. It's like...
It's just... What are we referring to? You know, are we going to go right into it?
We are in a second. I just want to make sure you guys give us a call. 614-721-5336. 614-721-5336. Okay. We have a voicemail, but...
Hi. Hey there. My name is Luke, and I saw a post saying to call for advice. I'm feeling a bit nervous, but I thought I'd call in and share a situation I'm going through. So here's the thing. I have this guy friend, and we often joke around about sexual stuff. Last night, while we were talking, he said something like, I'll suck your dick if you want. And to be honest, I've never been in any experiences like that before. But for some reason, I thought, why not? So we're actually roommates, sharing a big room with separate beds. So we decided to go somewhere else that night to give it a try. And he did it, and I have to admit, I kind of enjoyed it. But not long into it, he suddenly stopped and mentioned that he was worried about getting caught. I'm thinking maybe it had to do with the fact that I hadn't shaved down there, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, this morning, things were different. We didn't talk like we usually do, and breakfast felt a bit awkward with all those people around in the big dining area. So, now I'm not sure what to do. Should I just try to forget about it, or, how should I approach the situation? I could really use some advice, like, as soon as possible. Yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you can give me some guidance. Bye.
Oh,
wow.
That's like our fantasy come true.
I was going to say, I'm not going to say it. It has happened to me before, so. A couple of times. A few times. Oops.
See, I don't know if it's happened to me.
It's definitely happened to me, and it's the most amazing thing.
When it,
I'm not even fucking kidding. Like, I was out of my body while it was happening. Like, I've never been so hungry with this mouth.
I literally,
I mean, it was like, I... Yeah.
You knew how to suck dick for 40 years.
And then I forgot. But
when you're really into
it, you're good.
You're good.
But then when you're like,
when you're into it, you will swallow every last bit of that dirty ass fucking person. Like, eat their dirty hole. I don't give a fuck. Okay.
And
not this dirty. I mean sweaty.
This was a sweaty athlete. Yeah. Have you ever heard of lacrosse?
Have you ever heard of it, bitch?
Have you heard of lacrosse? Have you heard of varsity D1 lacrosse? Because that was me.
Oh, fuck. It's like the time we were in Montreal, the like sports complex with those college guys.
Wait.
Like, I'm going to start.
McGill. We were at McGill University. Oh, my God. I'm going to start
the guys being like, do you want a blowjob? Like,
and why they do. Not? They're and in they college. Do. Like, in college, do. You always want one.
So if you want a blowjob and you're straight, let me know. 614-721-336.
But to this listener, yes. Call in person, talk to them.
Yeah, just talk to your friend. Your gay friend doesn't care. Your gay friend's actually really worried about you.
Probably like, I ruined a friendship.
Right. So
that's probably why they're joking, because they're like, oh, God.
So I guess, like you said, they talk in the morning, but they didn't talk. I'm like, okay, well...
Because what if you like want one again in a month? Like, you're going to want to be open about that.
Yeah, you
want
to be nice. And if you and you did say you enjoyed it, so now we can just classify you as bi probably.
No. They have to stay straight or it's not as hot.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, you're straight still.
Yeah, you're definitely still straight.
Are you sure it was your first time?
Bloody little mouth.
That's what we needed. To our caller, what I want to say is...
Hi. Gay.
Welcome.
No, just kidding. No, you're straight.
You're so straight. Speaking of sucking straight guys' dicks, pride.
And we were really kind of looking not forward to it. I was anxious about a bomb mostly.
So I'm yes.
So that was my big thing, and that didn't happen.
Okay.
So how did your, let's kick off pride. What happened on, say, Friday?
So, say Friday, I had a friend that had a birthday in which, so of course I had to get turnt cause was there. And, so yes, I was like, being cute, being cuddly,
kitty cat.
I mean, I was living my best life, except for I was trying to be done. And so we basically went drinking all, we went to like, I think we met at Penn's. Like we just did exactly what Michael's birthday was. Exactly.
Oh, that was a night.
Well, that's why I was like, I need to get
2-day recovery night. Yeah. And right. That night too, I thought.
I can't. I'm telling you, I have a problem.
Okay.
So
you went to a birthday party.
Yeah. And then
you went to Penn's.
Then we went to Penn's and then Jackie O's.
Okay.
And then, and I also thought there was going to be food involved. So there's
Yeah. I was like,
so
when was dinner?
No food.
Okay.
We never got the food truck. There was a food truck there, but like
I'm going to be honest.
Sometimes the redhead guy, his name's like Redhead Chef. And I'm like,
No, some of the food trucks at Penn's, like a lot of times, and I like this on other days, but like, sometimes there's the Too Fat Indian truck, and I'm like, I'm not trying while chugging beer.
An IPA. Yeah.
I don't need butter chicken or whatever the vegetarian version they have. It's just like too much cream and too much spicy butter sauce. Peppers. And I can't mix that with all that beer. It's going to come up.
It's going to come up, and then it's going to hurt.
And it burns as it comes up.
God,
so
it's going to hurt.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, sometimes so it's kind of like, I was like,
well, I don't really want tiki fries. Like, I don't want this shit, okay?
Tiki fries.
What is it called?
I don't know. What is it? Tiki fries?
No, the Greek tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
Yeah.
Tzatziki.
Tiki. Tiki cock. Tiki fries. I didn't want that. So I was like, okay, whatever. So anyway.
Like, skip it.
We proceed to go to the next bar where I then start turning it on. But I'm like, okay, I really just want to go home. Like, I just want to go home because I knew Saturday
was the big day. You were supposed to come to the parade and see me march.
Here's the thing. That's what I'm going to talk about, though.
Uh-huh.
That's part of my...
Okay, so you went to Jackie O's. And then what?
And then we went to... So then all of a sudden it was like, oh, let's go get pizza at Slammers. I'm like, can we just... And then, of course, though, I was in my...
I just love that I talked to Matt and was like, hey, why don't we just go get a pizza at Slammers? Like, that's easy, and it's a Pride event, so we can pretend we did Pride. Because we didn't do anything before that. We were just, like, at home. And I was like, do you want to just, like, go to that? I think we were at the pool. Like, we didn't do anything. So we were at Slammers, and I'm, like, sitting there with a pizza on the bench. Somehow I got a seat.
Yeah.
And I look over, and you walk in.
And I walk right in.
And you're like, hey, we're just going to lie low today, getting ready for tomorrow.
I was, though. I really was.
I looked in your eyes. You were blacked out. I was like,
yeah.
Lay low? Okay.
So that's okay.
So I'm feeding you pizza. I sat you down.
I remember that part.
I was like, eat some pizza.
I barely remember that part, but I remember you're like, here, take some. It's fine. I was like,
I don't know if I should. You ate, like, four pieces. Michael ate the other four.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine because we were done. #WeGovi.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You have one slice and you're good.
I had three somehow, but it did not sit well that night. But yeah, so you were there.
That was like a fun surprise. So all of a sudden, now that Jim's sitting here.
And then
I'm like,
more drinks.
Well, then I became a psychopath. Then it was like, game on, because then I was like, da 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 da.
And you had your pen as well.
Again, that's the part of the problem here. Pen. Outback lesbian. Bubbles, I think somebody got at some point. I drank three of them.
Michael bought four bubbles at once and brought them to me. I was like,
I drank two of them.
That's a recipe for dehydration. Like, there's so much sugar and flavoring in the bubbles that it's like, you have one and you're done.
We used to love bubbles, and I feel like now it's like too sugary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I had to throw it all up that night. I had to get rid of the alcohol.
See, this is what WeGovi does. It just makes you bulimic.
Sober. Anorexic and bulimic, honey.
I got and questions sober. For you, and it's coming up.
So you stayed, though. When I left Slammers, you were like, let's stay.
You got in my bloodstream. Once you're in my bloodstream, that sounds really bad.
Once you're in,
you're like a drug. You're like a drug. And the minute I saw you,
I
was like,
and I was too. That's why I kept drinking.
Like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, no, like, I'm supposed to go home, you bitch.
Now, while we were there, though, we do have to bring up something that happened. Very thick call out.
A very uncut call out. It was uncut and raw and thick.
There was some anger amongst the listeners.
We have some really, first I want to say,
opinionated.
They're very opinionated, but they're also very loyal. They've been listening for years.
So I trust them.
I do trust them. And I do think that this was more of a way for them to say, like, hey, by the way, just to let you know. So one time I talked about going to camp and the one trans man. Am I going to get canceled again?
No, you
can't.
The
one trans man that was there
was
with triple D's.
Pussy lips out.
And
triple D's?
Oh, yeah. Out.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not getting masculine energy.
I'm not. And I guess the point of it was that came off very transphobic.
Oh, well, You didn't say you hate trans people. No. You're just saying it's a man space and it didn't feel like there was a lot of masculine energy.
Well, I guess that's my question, yeah. Especially to the listeners and to whoever. But like, my question is, how do I say that without sounding bad then? Because
you're attracted to penis. I know this.
Dicks.
You like dicks.
Dicks.
I've seen some of the faces they're attached to. You don't care. You like the dicks.
I want the dick. Okay. Yeah. I don't want a pussy.
No, you don't.
And I don't want triple D's. Now,
absolutely.
Again, I think what I said was like, their journey is like, oh, just first of all, the other thing I wanted to say is that I do think I need to just start calling everybody they them.
I'm not actually a fan.
I love this
because I literally was at fucking Pins and the bartender. I saw a man, but then I felt later it might not be, and I was like, he's got my drink.
Literally,
so like they have my drink. I need to just call everybody.
All Pride Weekend, it has been such. I'm like, do we just need to have like fucking name badges, like bright lettering neon, just in the center of our chest? Because it's getting too exhausting to have to ask every stranger, especially like service staff, like, hey, what are your pronouns? Can I get an IPA?
Yeah,
like I don't want to fucking do that. Like I want to be like, oh, she's getting my drink, and it's like, I'm sorry if you're not she.
They them,
but it's like. I can barely hear right now. I'm screaming just to order, and I waited 30 minutes in line to order, and then we have to have the like, hi, how are you? I'm a he, they. What are your pronouns? Okay, now can we, now what was that? And what's your name again? Okay, cool. Now can I get a drink? Like, we don't have to do that.
I just think I think we're at a point now, and I'm being really honest
maybe
with you.
Maybe it is a they, them moment. Everyone's they, them.
Everybody's they, them. I'm done with it. I'm done with this whole thing.
I'm
really in a big trouble.
You're going to get yelled at again. Okay.
So the other thing,
there's two other things.
Yes.
The other thing, one of them is the topic of uncut dicks.
And I want to make it clear that after Cam Buckwood, I'm sort of okay with uncut cocks.
Yeah.
I am.
That's what they thought we didn't like them. No, it's not that we didn't like them.
We're just not used to them.
We're not used to them. And
it's different.
There are, just like there are very ugly cut dicks.
Absolutely.
Very, very ugly uncut dicks.
Very.
And I'm saying there are some, there's just issues for me. Like, I just need to get used to like cum not really shooting out if the foreskin is still wrapped around the head. Like, it just dribbles out, I guess. And like pulling back the foreskin, you don't know what you're going to get. So you don't know what you're really going to get. Like, you don't see it. Whereas uncut, you can see it right away. I'm like, no, it's a no for me. Uncut, I'm like, interesting. Let's go. Oh, no.
It's just different. And I get it.
That's all.
And I'm sure we're not going to please everybody. And we're allowed to have our own opinions. You know what I mean? Like, we are.
Yeah. No but fats, no femmes.
No fats, no femmes, no Asians, no uncuts, and definitely no trans.
Yeah. I'm not actually a fan. Get that on a t-shirt. That's your Grindr profile that you don't have.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I just feel like I get it because we do talk about uncut dicks a lot and how they can be
not as attractive unappetizing. To us.
Yeah.
But his same point was, I hate cut dicks. And
I'm listening to him. I'm like,
so you have the same thing.
So you hate cut dicks.
So it's fine. Okay,
so we can hate what we hate.
So by that, I mean, we're working on it.
If you have an uncut dick that you'd like to show us,
send.
Or give us to taste, we would welcome it.
Oh, fully.
The last thing is, I got yelled at for slut shaming. And I just want to clarify the story of this person.
Hey, I forgot about this.
Yeah. Like, the boyfriend of the uncut guy was telling me, like, you slut shamed your friend. I was like, first of all, friend, loosely.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I did help this person literally get out of an abusive relationship. I went and found them an apartment. I have done so much for this person. And I just want to clarify it's not slut shaming. They didn't want to be a slut. They did this activity where they got fucked by three anonymous people in a hotel room in Secession because they were trying to get their ex-partner angry. So it wasn't really for pleasure and fun. He was posting it all over the internet so that his ex could see it and be like, oh my God, and get mad and jealous and all that.
And his ex has his own baggage.
They both have baggage, but this wasn't like a slutty activity. Like, ooh, this is fun. This was like, I'm going to get back.
I mean, if anybody,
I know.
I mean,
right.
We literally we talk about
our
fantasies of straight men every fucking week.
So I wasn't really shaming this person. I just think it was a bad choice because of the motives. It wasn't for having fun. It wasn't to be pro-sex. He did this to get back at his ex and make his ex angry. That's not the reason to go possibly get an STI in a hotel room.
And then that is
three anonymous loads. Like, what?
It's interesting. It's a very interesting concept, but I want to make it very clear to all of our listeners here.
We are pro slut.
We are pro slut, uncut. We're pro all of this. We're pro trans.
We might have some comments. We might have comments.
We're going to have comments. It's also called a comedic flair. And it's also called, that's part of what makes us us. So.
Wow. Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway, Pride continued on.
So Pride continued on. So like, Saturday did you morning, ever eat Friday night. Like because you were literally you had three pieces of pizza. You're like, I'm still hungry. The pizza was gone. So did you ever eat dinner?
Michael ordered Taco Bell and McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, it's not.
Why?
True. It's just,
why are you trying to destroy your GI system right before Pride?
I'm not.
Taco Bell and Mc.
Yep, that's fine.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And then this is me.
So much trouble right now. First of all, I don't even know if I took out my fucking contacts.
I didn't know if I took out my fucking contacts.
You couldn't tell.
I was literally picking at my eye going, yeah. So that was my Friday night.
Those are the pictures that you
see, moments.
Right before you go to rehab. These are the pictures your family's like, and this is why you have to go.
It was pretty, I saw that and I was like, and the next morning I go, why the fuck did you order two fast food from the worst places?
He was talking about it at Sanders too. He was like, he I'm was gonna get turned. Taco Bell. I was like, okay.
See, so again, the recipe of seeing you for me, then hype me up, then kept him up. And then it's like, this energy of just disgusting. So the next morning we wake up because it's time to go to the goddamn parade, which starts at what time? 10:30.
I had to be there at 9:30.
So here's my problem.
Literally. Okay. I was like,
were you the first group?
We were in the very first group of group A. The parade only took half hour for us because we like literally started walking.
Right.
And we got to Goodell Park and we left to go to the pool.
I know. And you were like, hey, we're leaving. I go, I'm sorry. Like I was just about to walk up there because I thought it'd still take an hour and a half just to get to where
the parade went on for 3 hours. But like we were in group A in the front right behind
you
Joyce Beatty.
Told me that.
I'll show you. I'll send you videos so you can like put them in the podcast. But me and Matt were like,
I think
it was our first time marching. Yes, we were right by the bigots. Right by the bigots. So yeah, it was fun. But then when we got to the end, I was like, I'm feeling warm. I need something to drink.
Did you want to stay at the Pride Festival or you were like,
no, I walked around the Pride Festival and we were like, it's spread out. Like they have three tents in a row and then there's no tents. And then you have to go over there. There's three more tents. It is different. It's a lot of younger people. The stage has been moved to like the back corner. Like it used to be in the center kind of by the house thing.
Oh yeah.
It's not there anymore. I'm just telling you, I looked around and I thought through my options. I was like, Matt, why don't we just go to the pool and lay at the pool and eat a soft pretzel with cheese and relax? And so we literally got an Uber, went home and changed, went to the pool for like 3-4 hours.
Which is incredible.
It felt so nice Saturday afternoon.
Meanwhile,
people are.
I was upset because I was like, I wanted to see you.
I know, that's sad.
I was like, I was trying to drink to feel better. Well, I wasn't going to stand at the parade at 10 o'clock, honey. I didn't know you were in the first group.
You couldn't have even stood at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I was like drinking champagne. Like it was like, I had it in Gatorade. Yeah. Yep. I'm a full-blown alcoholic. It's bad.
Champagne and Gatorade. Why?
It was like an orange Gatorade. It was like mimosas.
Oh, that's cute.
It was kind of it was a vibe.
Was it good?
Yeah. Me and
I want to try it.
And we got Gatorades.
There is a. I just want to tell our listeners, like, there is something secret happening with Bobby that we're not allowed to talk about. But like, it's happening, and it's a vibe. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
It's not the alcoholism. It's about someone.
It's,
so I'm just gonna
have
put
to
that there.
Keep getting. I have to keep. Yeah, it's like one of those things where I have to encourage that. I don't know. It's so weird right now, but we're going to get there.
We'll get there. Okay, so you were doing that. Like, did you go to a pool? Or?
So we went to Sean's house, who lives right there, which we were able to walk right to the park.
Okay, good.
So I was like, okay, here's headquarters. But like, we're standing there, and I'm like, well, I think the parade starts at what, 10:30? And it was like 11, I think. And I was like, so we'll walk up in a little bit and we'll see the first groups. Like, literally, it takes every other group fucking 2 hours.
Right.
And we were going to go watch at the end.
It went on for 3.5 hours.
Then like, I get a text, or no, then you, I think you called me, but I did not hear it. And then I texted, or you texted me, and I was like, how are you texting me right now? Like, are you walking? I was so lost. And then you're like, oh, we're done and we're going to the pool. Like, what? Meanwhile, I'm like, okay. So then we go up to the fucking parade, and here's where I have some fucking things to say.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Okay.
The corporations.
I know. And I marched with a corporation.
I mean, I get it. I mean, but
I don't anymore.
I literally there was about 500 Walmart people walking, and I don't know how that many people in Walmart even lived here, let alone
walk.
Does Walmart even know you're here? Because
can they walk?
Can you walk? Are you woke or whatever? Because isn't that going to piss off Arkansas? Woke? Like or whatever. Yeah. So
I know there are companies there that you're like, Battelle, are they still doing animal testing?
I know.
Are they torturing puppies in there? Like, why is Battelle marching in pride? Deloitte. There's just all these fucking companies that it's like.
You're like, wait a second.
So there's a few problems I have with this. But that's just how it is now.
The day that I see Chick-fil-A in the parade is the day that I will fucking just absolutely go fucking
next year. It's probably next year.
It probably is.
Like, literally.
The Cracker Barrel. And you're like, oh my fucking. Which they're in. Tony the Tiger. I mean, there's all kinds of shit we got to go over. But so then I'm standing there, and now my controversial comment about pride is this, and it's going to be really bad. First of all, it's really boring, okay? If I didn't have drugs and alcohol, I would not want to be standing there watching these people just walk by. There's nothing to float, really.
I was in the parade, and I kept thinking, I'm like, happy pride! But it's like, happy pride!
Right, but like, who the fuck are you?
In my head, I'm like, they're looking at me, and I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm walking with a corporation. Like, how excited should they be?
Like, why couldn't you make a flow?
I'm like, hi.
Like,
it's weird.
So weird.
No, it's like, and they're sitting there for how long? And how early did they have to line up?
Oh, people are so
just to see.
Just to see you wave.
All the corporations walk by.
And I'm standing there going, oh my God.
No, I could not sit there sober.
They all look the same. Oh, wow. You have a rainbow shirt on and you're holding a fucking thing at the front and then you're just waving.
Now, the only comment I will say, like, asterisks.
Okay, there's an asterisk.
The children, they were having so much fun. I was handing them like fans and the kids were having a fucking blast.
Well, that's good.
But also, I was in the beginning of the parade. 3 hours later, those kids are probably like,
God damn it, Mom. My chicken nuggets.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, it's boring. It is. Pride is boring.
Pride is fucking boring.
Like,
Pride is
corporate. Did you walk around the park? Like, I was like, whatever.
I barely walked to the park. I really don't care anymore. I don't care.
I think we're at that age where it's like, we've done this for 10 years. That, like, we've done it.
Or I'm just, I need to say
what you need to say. Oh, no.
I'm gonna get re-canceled, but I don't give a fuck. Okay, I want to make very clear that here at Not Well, we do support body positivity, and we do support being unique and different, and that's great.
But does it have to be the Olympics?
There is a time and a place, and there's also an appropriate manner.
Yes.
I don't want to see, I don't know how to say this nicely. Like, nobody wants to see your body.
I mean,
I gave him everything. I was half a virgin when I met him.
What did you see?
So I saw this. I'm not going to say she because I don't know.
It's a person.
They were standing in the yard, and they were like, I was like looking over here or whatever. And they're standing there and they're like, kind of like this. I have a belly. I get it.
Yeah.
But this is like, you're in a like string bikini.
No.
And your tits are almost falling out and your belly's hanging over your, and I'm just like, why are we like, and I, again, do you, girl, boy, they,
maybe in your backyard,
whatever you are, pool, do though, it.
Like,
no, yeah, it's in the middle of the fucking,
I know,
it's in the middle of the parade. And I'm like,
I feel bad because then I'm like, the poor kids see this and it's like, I guess we're teaching them body positivity, but it's like also like,
but also I just,
did we want to teach them to have their tits
let's
out?
Let's have some decorum.
Yeah. Like, I don't think we really want.
I don't know
that necessarily.
No, like, I don't like listen,
maybe as you get older, I know it just feels like at Folsom Street Fair, that's great. There's certain,
we're in
like
Columbus, Ohio with like
international Mr. Leather, whatever the fuck, like,
right. Okay.
But then it was like here,
there's a time
when you're at like a family pride parade early in the morning. This is not AWOL at 10 PM. This is literally, you know,
like, and I'm like,
it is like one of those things where I'm like, I don't know. Like, and then there is a way to do kink nicely. Like, I saw some pups, they were just sitting there in their pup mask,
just licking their assholes.
Great. Stop. Okay, wow. That just made me like cringe.
Ruff, ruff.
Oh, fuck. Like, and then there were a bunch of furries as well. There were like 30-40 furries roasting in those suits.
Yeah, first of all,
that can't smell good. The inside,
what's the
of those
opposite
suits,
of a furry, because that's me.
The inside of those suits has got to reek.
And they reek. Like fucking those holes in the
I don't know. They like put a little thing aside,
it's like a little pouch or something. Is it like a little Velcro? Like,
Even though there's no way. I'm just saying there's a way to do it. But yeah, like some of these body displays, I just
don't get it. And
I wouldn't want my kids to see it. I wouldn't want my kids to see it.
Love is, and then
love is love. The same
person's like, love is love.
We deserve to be, have families. Like, and then it's like, oh fuck.
Now I will say,
now I see why Fox, this is what Fox News takes.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not helping. I don't think.
No,
I really don't think. And they're going to be like, they're going to say, well, we don't give a fuck if we are accepted or not. Okay, that's great,
well,
too.
That's great.
I don't need you to be accepted, but once again...
But once again, you're not really giving the best example.
Are you
going to
be accepted by me?
And honestly, probably not.
I know. There's just...
The other thing I saw that kind of bothered me was I saw a shirt. Like, some shirts were inappropriate, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
But I read one that was he, him, whole.
That is... It's all over Instagram, and it's embarrassing. It totally just relates your sexuality to sex. Like, it's like, you can't just be gay. You have to be like, I'm a sex fiend gay. And it's like a funny joke, but it's once again, like, so if a kid read that, what are you going to say to them? And, like, he, him, whole. He's talking about...
The whole of Christ.
Well, his butthole.
The whole of God's hands.
All he is just a butthole to be fucked.
Right. Like, how do you tell Timmy that?
But it's like, and they have like gay dads and they see like their whole life, you know, that's like, you're a dad. But I guess being gay just means you're a whole. It's a mess.
I get it.
It's a mess.
Totally. And I think
that shirt is a mess. I know.
It's just sort of, that's the kind of.
It's something I would wear out to AWOL. Like, I would wear that as a statement
and place.
At time and place.
I would totally wear that shirt.
Time and place. During the day in a park.
During the day in this park when we're trying to prove that, like, not even prove, but we're just trying to be.
We're trying to have
like,
fun.
But then you're like, love is love. And I'm like,
is it love?
So I'm retiring that
phrase.
Is it
love or sex is sex to you? Because, like, I can't tell.
I think the new phrase is people are people, period. Because, like, love is so stupid now to me.
It's so bad.
Because
I hear that and I'm like, what?
I cringe because I'm like, is it? But then you have, like, a whole shirt on. So
he, him, whole.
Love and love. Love is love. Love is love. And it's like, but you also are asking to be fucked on your shirt. Not that that's a slutty thing. Not that that's a shameful thing.
Yeah, like, I've fucked people wearing shirts like that.
It's just the vibe.
Yeah.
It's just the vibe and it's like what it is.
Maybe the parade should be for everyone, including all ages.
Yeah, like I don't care if you wear your tank tops. I don't care if you wear that. Right. But like,
or even tasteful bikinis. I saw a lot of like very sexy outfits that weren't overly sexualized.
Sure, sure.
It wasn't like, here's my vagina.
Yes.
It was like, oh, okay, look at that.
That's the other thing.
You're hot.
I think lesbians are a lot more to blame than they are getting credit for, because I saw a lot of lesbian titties taped up.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess they're lesbian. I don't know.
I have no idea, honey.
Anyway, I hate
we're
Pride.
Old. Yeah, I think Pride for me, I did not feel like I missed a thing.
No,
like I look back on the weekend, all I did was march in the parade. I didn't go to the park. I didn't go out to AWOL. Not
you
once.
You did go to.
I went to Cabins for a drink at like 8 p.m. Literally, I went there at like 8 or 9 p.m. on Saturday night. I had two high noons and I left.
Oh my God.
I just left at like 9:30, 10.
Yeah, I was.
I went home and we watched a TV show or a movie, I think.
Yeah, like I was having more fun. Like,
I was like, bye. I gotta go. Like, I can't stay here. There's smoke. First of all, the problem with Cabins is there's fucking smoke everywhere. People are supposed to smoke in the little patio.
Yeah,
they smoke, but they have an area, but they don't care. They go into the under the tent area. So the tent keeps the smoke in. It's so disgusting. Like, it is 2023 and people are just like a pack a day habits, two packs a day when they drink. And you're like,
how are you doing?
I want to know how you're doing on a Wednesday. Well, the answer is they're at Cabins drinking still. There's a lot of alcoholics in Columbus, actually.
There's a lot of just
we're not
going to
get into
events.
That because we've talked about drinking a lot. I'm not trying to shame people, but I can't believe how many alcoholics there are.
There really are. I mean,
everywhere.
That's all we do. We're like,
there's
let's
get
drunk. And I'm like,
the gay agenda is to get drunk.
Yeah. If you think it's for your kids, babe, it's not. It's for alcohol.
We're not coming
drugs,
for your kids. They're
and
coming
obviously
for
whole.
And whole. He, him, whole. But yeah, that's great. And Silver Rivera saw it coming. Like, you can post that clip.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Silvia Rivera. I'm co-founder of Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, which is now Street Transgender Action Revolutionaries. And my co-founder was Marsha P. Johnson.
What about the issues of that there's a lot of organizations that have included T in their bill, like lesbian, gay, bi, and trans? Is it real inclusiveness or is it just a smokescreen? How do you feel about that?
No, that's the bottom line. It's a big smokescreen. This movement has become so capitalist. It is a capitalist movement. I see this movement becoming a straight gay movement that only believes in that almighty dollar. Now, what kind of logic is this? I don't understand. We do not owe the straight community a damn thing, so why should we be giving them our money? I feel highly offended. So, what is the purpose of us, not us, because this is no longer my pride. I gave them their pride, but they have not given me mine. But what is the purpose of them celebrating their pride and giving straight people who still really don't accept the community, the gay and lesbian community, for what they are, but they want that almighty dollar of ours?
Quite literally described this in 2001. Over 20 years ago, and she's like, I see this coming. I was at Stonewall. The original pride was not this.
She's like, this isn't my pride.
No.
That's kind of how I felt.
It's not my pride.
Like, it's not really pride to me. It's more like, let me be a nuisance to the society real quick for it.
Oh, for a day.
Bad, but I don't know what to say.
I know.
It's like, you're almost like provoking people. And I'm like, I don't know if that's really the route either. Maybe I'm wrong.
And you didn't go out on Saturday night, did you?
No.
Right. Literally.
Came back with.
So that's pride for us.
So that's pride.
We still enjoyed it. I had fun moments. Like, when I'm really I was at the pool.
I didn't see you in the parade because I wanted to like run up. I could have hugged you. Something crazy.
I had my neighbors. They were in the parade. They were on the sidelines and I saw my neighbors. And
I just don't get it.
They brought their twin daughters. It was so cute. I ran over and hugged them all
three. Is it the ones with dogs? That Penny's friend?
Yes.
Penny's best
Poppy.
Friend?
Her best friend is Poppy. Oh, shout out to Stephanie. She listens now.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
She heard her last shout out and was like, I'm going to listen.
Good.
Yeah, so seeing them and like going in, that made it worth it.
What
I was saying,
but like, that is what pride is.
Yeah, to me, those were the moments where I was like a little kid getting happy over getting a fan or a sucker, like seeing my neighbors
standing there supporting you,
titties and all, and like the Andrew Christian men, who, by the way, they ship in from out of state because I've looked at their profiles. They're from New York, Chicago, LA. They're these like, you know, traditionally super hot, muscled bodies in Speedos and like sailor hats. And it's just like
full dick.
What are they like? Why are they here? Why do you ship them in from where? Like,
I would much rather see all of our straight neighbors walking in the goddamn parade. That's a parade I want
to
see.
I would love to see that.
I want to see the real fucking support, not the corporate support. Now, like, they're in money a Speedo,
if my neighbor Mason was in a Speedo.
Oh, fuck. I would be at that parade
it'd
at 10
have to
a.m.
be a really big Speedo.
You want to talk about, I don't care how hungover I am.
You'd be there. Literally be on the cement.
And speaking of Speedo, I was by myself in the Speedo in this little baby pool that was absolutely freezing, but I got in.
That sums up your pride. Alone in a baby pool in a Speedo. So what else happened last week?
So it's going to be, I want to talk about a new theory called the let them theory.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, wait, how do I start this over?
There might be a different approach that could change the game. Isaac Newton's law states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Okay. But when it comes to relationships, this law doesn't always apply. Mm. Introducing the let them theory. Instead of immediate reactions, it suggests allowing people to make their own choices without interference. By recognizing that you can't control someone else, you can avoid frustration and disappointment while protecting your mental health. Letting people behave as they will reveals their true nature and intentions. If they genuinely care about you, they won't continue hurtful actions. Remember, it's not about letting people walk all over you. It's an informed, delayed response, giving individuals the space to choose their own path. By relinquishing control, you can find peace and make informed choices about your next steps in the relationship. So the next time you find yourself wanting to control or change someone, consider the let them theory. It may just unveil the truth about people and transform how you approach relationships.
So
I like this.
Mel Robbins actually is the one that came up with this, and she did it on TikTok and she was talking about it, and I was like, oh my fucking God.
It's like accurate.
It's a very interesting theory, but when you think about it, it's like true. So my thing is like, I have an example right now of this situation that I have, I could easily be trying to manipulate it because it's not real then. I need to let them.
Let them.
Let them do whatever they need to do.
Yeah. It'll happen. Let them.
It's kind of like what you, I think we talked about this a little bit about, like, you can't help what's going to happen next. So, like, you can control it.
I've realized I have to give up pretending I have control over things.
It's hardest, like, thing.
Like,
it's,
do you want to do that? If you want to, you'll do it. If you don't, you won't.
You won't. And that doesn't mean,
like, you say you want to, but if you really want to, you have to do it. I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to hold your hand and drag you.
Yeah.
Just prove to me that you want to do it by doing it.
And even, if you don't, like, I would rather know. I would rather, like, I don't want to pressure you into be doing something that I want to do. That's And the thing is that I know there's a lot of times that I have influenced people heavily by the way that I speak or say something or do something.
Oh, I always tried to guilt you into things. I'd be like, you're hanging out without me.
But that's the thing. But
I'd be like, you're going there, you know? And now,
I think you've already been doing that.
I've operated in this way for like a year, two years. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
It's so easier. It's so much better.
Like, this whole weekend, like, I was like, oh, you're going, doing those things. I'm not going to try to get an invite.
I know.
Like,
I was actually, go
hang out.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. I had fun too. Right. You know, like, I went to my pool. Like, so yeah, it's kind of like,
but it's one of those things that when I saw it, I was like,
yeah,
like, even like with your parents, even with I can't control anything that they're going to do.
No, so, if they want to connect with you, if they want to apologize to you, if they want to change their behavior towards you, they will. Let them. If they don't, then they aren't.
Then they won't.
There's a reason they're
not. And they aren't. And that's okay. Again, there are definitely, like, I mean, there's some friends that I guess I don't really talk to anymore, that nothing happened. It's just, but I think.
Well, yeah. But like, if they wanted to keep texting and hanging out, they would.
Sure.
And it's okay if they don't. Like, just because you're not friends all the time and talking all the time doesn't mean your friendship is over. Yeah, it just means for right now,
like, that
we're not talking. That's kind of what happened with, like, Sarita. Like, I'm a forever friend of hers.
Sure.
We can pick it up and talk at any moment. Yep. And we do. Like, I'll text her today, like I did.
Wait, it's not.
But I'm not worried, like, oh no, like, she hates me because we have stopped talking as frequently as we used to.
That's
just at different parts of our lives.
That's it right there. The worry part of,
like, I'm not going to be worried about that. I'm not. I'm literally not worried. She still
loves you too. I mean, the thing is, when you guys are together,
it's fine. Nothing bad happened. It's just that life, we went different paths, kind of.
And that happens a lot and all the time, actually. But, like, literally.
Same with if you meet someone. Think to your younger days, how anxious I was about, I've got to see them again quickly, or that means we're not dating. Yeah. I got to get a text from them in the next 4 hours, or that means they don't like me. I've got to get them to say this.
This is the
in a text so that I know they like me. And it's like, if they want to, they will.
And if they don't, that means they don't want it.
And it, that's especially not in dating, my fault. Especially in dating. If they don't, okay.
If they don't, they won't. But the thing is, you'll know too, if you're both playing the game.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a difference between being silent and playing the game.
Yes.
Okay. Like, sending each other pictures. Maybe it's a delayed, but it's still playing the game. But it's not. Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Stop playing games.
That's the other thing. I want to just, again,
I play games and it works. Like, I told someone I liked them.
Like, I just want
to. Now I'm dating them. As you've seen.
Yes, I've seen.
You know, I was very upfront. I was like,
I think I grabbed his ass on accident the first time I met him. Sorry.
Oh, he doesn't care. He wants that. He loves the attention. He's wearing mesh singlets to work, like, completely see-through.
So we can see a penis.
Maddie mentioned a picture of it to me. He was like, your boyfriend's here tonight. He's wearing a black see-through singlet, like a wrestler outfit. And it was fully on display. He's like, it's on display.
Good. Make that money, honey. And he sent a
picture. I was like, good. I want him to get tips.
Again.
You know? Like, yeah. But that's why that all came about, because I was very just like, hey, I like you. Do you want to hang out? I like you. That's how it works. If you don't like me or the situation's not good, let me know. I'll move on. It's fine. I'm not going to be mad at you. You know, that's just life. Like, I think we have to stop imagining things in our head and trying to make them happen exactly so what we picture happens. It's just like, let's just flow. Let's go through life.
Something I'm going to develop.
Sometimes your speech develops, sometimes it doesn't. I think I'm just, like, starting to rant, so I have to,
No, I mean, I think
that's why my speech was,
it's
like,
a full,
take a break.
It's a full true statement.
You weren't even listening. I love it. And no, I'm going to let you.
No, I was trying to listen and be quiet is the problem. Like, I always want to say something. I don't want to cut in and then I forget what I was saying. No, but now I forgot what I was saying. It's just one of those things that...
It's a true statement.
It's just true.
You used to do that a lot. It's true.
What was it? It's just a true statement. Let them.
Okay.
Let them. Okay. Let them get on Wegovy. Let them drive to a different city and get Wegovy.
Am I being called out? So as you know, my husband has been on Wegovy for the past 3 months. He's lost 40 pounds. Yeah. Matt, he's looking...
Totally different.
Hot.
Not that being skinny.
He's looking hot. Not that being skinny makes you look hot, right. But he looks hot because he has more confidence and it's showing.
Confidence.
He's wearing cute outfits. He's matching his colors. He's not hiding.
I will say he's definitely more confident. Saw him Friday, he was like, what's up?
I'm hey, what's up, bro? Like,
okay.
He's working on himself. Thank God.
Perfect.
Cause that's what I needed him to do.
Exactly.
So I was like, what if I got on this? Because there's just like 15 pounds that will never come off. I can starve myself for like 4 days in a row and I don't lose a single pound. Because my body's like, I know you're going to eat again on the weekend, you fat fuck.
Yeah, like the minute like, weekend comes, it's like pizza. Oh,
the mean it.
The mean it, the weekend comes.
I'm eating. So I, along with my friend Sabrine, shout out.
Shout out.
Although I don't even know if she wants this to be public knowledge, but who gives a fuck?
Nobody.
We found a clinic through our friend Aubrey. Aubrey, another shout out. I'm giving a lot of shout outs today.
So many shout outs.
This is the third one of the shout
out.
But that's okay because Aubrey listens every week right as soon as you release. Like she texted
me. And she's got a hot husband, right? They watch in bed.
He sent a picture.
I want to see his dick, Aubrey.
Aubrey. I haven't seen his dick, but he sent a picture because he said I could look at his bulge. So we got to look
at Aubrey, I want to see your husband's dick. That's my shout out of the week is I'm
honestly,
just ready for dick.
She needs to send it. Like she probably has dick pics. So.
I mean, for sure.
He goes, here you go. I think it's only fair you see my slightly above average bulge.
I love it that he's humble too.
And he's like a ginger.
Yeah, he is. And if you're a ginger, please.
He's thick. Like this to me, yeah, I could easily.
He's got a great smile too. Ugh.
Yeah, so we need to see your husband's dick, Aubrey. But anyways, Aubrey has been going to this clinic to get Wegovy or semaglutide, but it's like compounded, so it's not as expensive. It's $50 a shot. So I made an appointment. Sabrina and I drove down there, met Aubrey at this Flawless Aesthetics. It's a... little
now the location
it's in Springfield,
which
was an instant rang red the alarms. Flag. Rang the alarms. I was like, Springfield, okay, because I used to drive through Springfield. My grandparents are from there, and it was hood as hell.
It's hood in like country. It's like very a weird country. Mix.
It's a weird mix. Yep. There's a lot of drugs.
That's where it's from.
There it is, and that makes perfect. And that's the tea. So I walk in. It's adorable. There's flowers everywhere. There's like signs of beautiful people. There's all these products like. Product. There's lip filler. There is
they have filler and shit. They're thinking of
Brian Jordan Alvarez, like that character. Yeah. He's like product. Like it's Eric. By the way, you know Eric.
His character.
That character specifically, though. But like, yeah, lip fillers, wrinkle reducers, like everything.
Oh, honey,
we gotta go there. Like, we gotta go there.
Gonna have a day out there.
So I like have my appointment with Sabrine. We did it at the same time. We talk about it. Basically, like they get it compounded at a pharmacy in Tennessee. It's FDA approved pharmacy because it has to be because they're using drugs.
Right.
Or making drugs. And it's like mixed with vitamin B6.
Mm-hmm.
I gave myself an injection in my stomach because the needle is this big. So you barely feel it. You're just like, pull it out.
I just feel like I don't know how hard to push.
You'll know. You don't have to push hard, honey. This is very soft, flabby skin for me. I was
for
like,
me.
She's like, put it somewhere with some fat. I was like, belly and ass.
How ironic where you want to.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to lose it and I'm going to put it here.
What if, yeah.
Now, I didn't have any side effects for the first day.
Okay.
Because I was like, this is cool. Like we went to a great like late lunch and thank God I could eat everything because it was amazing. Then the next day came around. This was Thursday. Friday comes. Friday.
Right
before Pride weekend. Great timing. I feel full. You feel full all the time. Literally, you don't want to eat. You don't want to eat. But you also feel tired because you're not eating. So I'm tired all the time. Like, you know, like when you haven't eaten and you're tired.
And you have that like, where you're like.
Yeah. And I need to eat because I have low blood sugar. That's the feeling. So.
Oh, fuck.
But you don't want to eat because you're like, well, I don't want to eat.
It's making you sick.
Because you have nausea. So they give you Zofran with it. They're like, here's Zofran. I'm like, okay. So I take a Zofran. Then I'm able to eat and like choke down some food. unfortunately, the food stays in your stomach forever.
Yeah, because you don't.
So yeah, because it like it slows down your digestion. So that's why you feel full.
Oh my god.
So I had dinner. Then I am going to bed. Worst heartburn of my life. I get in bed. I'm like trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, oh. Oh, and we didn't have, I couldn't find Tums. I didn't know we had them. They were hidden away. Matt hid them somewhere. So I'm just laying there in pain. So I prop myself up on like 2-3 pillows to try to sleep. I can't sleep sitting up. So I was, or like, yeah, I wasn't even sitting up.
I know you mean, what I mean. Oh, like, yeah,
if I'm not flat, I'm not sleeping. So that was annoying. So I was tired the next day. I think in the first, that first day after it, I ate like 700 calories maximum that day. So
so wild.
So you're 700. I counted. I was like, I had that, and then I had that. Oh fuck!
Did you do?
You like, also don't want to drink water though, so you get a little dehydrated. Your pee is a dark yellow because you're like afraid to drink. Like even now, I feel like so full from this Coke Zero. It's like I just felt uncomfortable right now. I was like, what is that? I thought I was going to throw up.
It's a shot, and you can't get rid of it.
And like, it lasts a week. So yeah. Like it's so.
So what do we do? Like
so. Thankfully, the past couple days have been better. Like yesterday, okay. I probably ate like 1,200, 1,300 calories.
I've heard it gets better.
But then you're due for your next shot.
Right.
Like tomorrow, I have to get my next fucking shot.
You have to go back to Springfield?
No, they gave me 6 weeks supply to take home.
Thank God.
So it's in my fridge. So I have to give myself another shot tomorrow.
I need to get out there ASAP.
I'm just like, I know. Like I shouldn't do this, but I weighed myself yesterday. There's the tiredness. I was already like 4 pounds than a week before. Because, I mean, listen, you're starving yourself.
I can actually kind of tone your 700, face.
Yeah, like, oh, good. Because my cheeks were getting really round. Like,
You're going to wither away next to me, and I'm going to still be here waiting for
no, because you're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Diabetes.
Well, that's the only way I'll get Wegovy.
That's
what's wrong in this
and that's
country.
What's wrong with our country is that the drug is approved, but you can't get it because your insurance won't cover it.
Yeah.
So, but actually just, we're going to get you to this clinic because I'm only, she's like, how much weight do you want to lose? I was like 15 pounds. So I'm not doing this forever. I'm doing like 2 months, maybe 3 months. And then I'm going to taper off.
And try to see where you're.
Because Matt is now on a dose where he does it every 10 days and he's kept his weight off.
Good. Okay.
And now then you go to every 14 days and you just try to eat like the same where you don't have breakfast really. You have a very, very small lunch snack. Then you have a dinner.
A lunch snack.
It's not even like a lunch. Like, I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Like, you have you don't like even think a about granola eating, though, bar.
Like, you're just kind of like.
No, it's so sad.
I know. Actually, I asked you. I was like, do you want to cook dinner? You're like,
I didn't. I felt like I shouldn't. I was like, I feel full.
I was like.
And like at dinner, like last night for dinner, I was like, where do you want to go? Because I was like trying to encourage myself to eat. So you try to find something on Uber Eats or something that sounds good. All the things that used to sound good, like. Spicy noodles, like Thai noodles, pizza. I don't even want it because I'm like, it's heavy, the heartburn. Like, I don't want pizza. Like,
oh my
it's
God, I gotta be heavy. On this. I wanna be so skinny and hot.
But all I want is pizza in my mind. But then I'm like, no, I actually don't.
So eventually,
feel
your
like,
mind will eliminate that feeling, though, probably.
Yeah, it's gone. I don't crave food all the time.
God.
So we'll see. Yeah, it's weird. It's
I'm really weird. Happy for you. I mean,
I'm not. I feel like I don't. I know
I can't I have a wait.
Trip coming up, like when I'm going to see Beyonce in Toronto with my boyfriend. I am not taking my Wegovy that Thursday before we leave Friday morning. I'm not taking it. I'm going to wait till Sunday when we get back.
That's okay.
So that way it's like a 10-day stretch that week.
Yeah, just that week.
But
then, do you go Sunday nights then?
Then I might switch to Sunday nights. Yeah. Just fuck up my whole week. Just
fuck it up.
And I'm on the lowest dose right now, so I can't wait tomorrow to take a higher dose.
But I have
dose.
Heard that once you start getting in the rhythm, it's not as terrible.
Yeah, Matt didn't have... Meanwhile, Matt had no symptoms other than feeling tired. Like, I can't. Like, Matt just...
I don't know if I can feel tired, though. The problem is I'm always tired, so really?
I you're guess I can't get more, much you're worse. You're going to feel more tired, yeah.
I don't know if it can get much worse.
It can't. Not for you.
I mean, I slept like 10 hours.
And you were still tired.
And on Monday, I was like, I'm tired. I'm like, you literally slept from 7:30... off and on.
That's so crazy.
I know.
Okay, so here's another thing that I heard from a friend that I now want to try. My friend told me that she was on a date with his, first date.
Is it a first date?
I'm not trying to slut shame anymore. I never did. But first date, and she went back to her place with this guy, very attractive, and he poured wine on her nipples. And I think licked it off, and apparently it felt really good.
So... like, were they in the bathtub? Or
that was what made me a little concerned because she does have a white couch.
Yeah, like...
And I'm like, no, I don't think they were, though. I think it was like just a little bit of wine, just a drop maybe from a finger, a couple drops, and then a...
Interesting.
Now, I'm not going to waste good wine, but that's just me.
No, I mean, shade. Honestly, no tea, no shade, but you're right. I mean, I guess I wasted about a bucket of fucking Nutella.
I remember that story, and that's what made me think of
this. I was thinking about these stories about my life.
Yeah, tell me when you were frisky.
No, so, like, I was thinking about, like, my old gym days. There are so many stories that I forget about that, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I forgot that that happened. Like, the one time that I let a man smell my shoes in the steam room while he jerked off. And I just sat there because he wasn't hot. And I was like, okay.
Jerk off. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're like.
Literally, he was like, had my whole shoe in his face.
This is so weird.
And I was like 23. So like that. Isn't that bizarre, though? I was thinking about all these bizarre moments. Like the one time I was in the fucking sauna.
It's almost like, did he get your consent to jerk off? I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, well, if you're in the sauna and you're like, you can smell my shoe, but I didn't say you could jerk off.
Okay. On me. Let me just be more clear then.
Okay. So you did. You're so like, go. Yeah.
I didn't see a picture of him, but he did maybe say like, hey, I'm going to be at Lifetime Fitness at 5 o'clock.
You are such a whore. I knew it.
So
this was planned. Okay.
It was planned for him. For me, I was seeing what it was. Cause he's like, I'm married. I'm not sending pictures. I was like, okay.
Oh, fuck off.
I know.
I'm so sick.
And then I'm like, well,
if you're over 30 and you're still on the down low, like just stop, just quit.
Thank you.
And
it's so not worth it.
After 30, you need to come out.
Like, after 30, just get your dick sucked by a man.
I just am tired of it. Like, same. Oh, I can't, no one can know. It's like, it's not hot anymore. I'm not in college. Like, no one can know when you're married. What? What do you mean no one can know?
Also, that's like,
just stop.
Creepier to me. Like, okay.
It's even worse. It's getting to the point where you're like, so you're cheating. Like, I don't want to help cheating. You cheat, really.
I'm like okay. Giving my shoe to sniff. And
yeah, like no.
But how, I was like,
so, yeah.
I was trying to think of all these different scenarios, like the Hobby Lobby time that I jerked up in the Hobby Lobby.
I forgot about that.
I mean, I was like, I've had a lot of, so the next few weeks, I'm going to really try to channel my inner whore and just
we need it.
I'm trying to think of
what you
one time
do.
I set up a threesome without actually asking the second guy. If I could, at his apartment.
Like, you invited someone else to come over there when you were going to be there?
And I was texting him. And you were like, hey, I got this hot guy. Yeah.
Did it go well?
It went fine.
We'll see. He liked it, too. It was probably
actually really hot.
There you go. Wow. Well, you're a good whore.
I'm a good whore.
So there's been some strange news recently.
There has. Is this the first one?
Yeah. I saw this story.
Including a white supremacist named Brendan. Brendan's experience with MDMA led to a transformation in his mindset, causing him to question his racist beliefs and seek personal growth. Researchers tracked down Brendan and discovered his involvement in white supremacist activities, including attending the Charlottesville rally in 2017. MDMA is known for inducing feelings of empathy and sociability, but Brendan's case was seen as an exception to the norm. The study suggests that drugs like MDMA could potentially influence a person's values and priorities, offering a potential treatment for extremist views fueled by fear and anger. However, caution is advised as individual reactions may vary, and more research is needed to establish the drug's efficacy in such cases.
Wow. So you brought the... Yeah, I'm like on it right now.
No, I read this and I'm just like, see? I mean, they basically, it's all fake. Like, they put up these walls of hate. Like, oh, well, it's these people are different abused. Than me. They're abused. They're traumatized. They are seeking something from their shitty life to make sense of everything. And they just gravitate towards that. They're like, yeah, I'll join this group of people who make me feel better by shitting on someone else.
I guess, you know, I feel bad. Weird.
Like, when you see these white nationalists, like, you know, they're messed up. Like, I want them to change. I want to help them even. Like, sometimes they're attractive. Like,
the let them...
This is theory. The let them know. Like, if they want to change, you'll see hints.
You're not going to be able to influence. Because it's not their real thought.
I can't yell at them. I'm not going to argue with them on the internet. I'm not going to go to their rally. Like, I'm not doing that. But like, if there is an opening at all, I will
suck
definitely. Well, that's why I want to see what he looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know a lot of them are really attractive.
A lot of them are actually kind of like my
type.
They're
clean cut. They're blonde. Some red. Oh my God. Yeah. They're very. We're not lusting after white nationalists.
And honestly, if it would help the country,
you could bring them together.
Honestly, so, yeah. I'll bring it all together by sucking dick.
There's been some other strange news this week.
Oh, yeah.
And this, to me...
This is beyond.
I think I sent you those clips of what that damn submarine looked like. And y'all know what we're talking about, because why is it even happening? Why is it being covered at all, first of all? Because, like, okay... We know by now, some people, some rich people.
Are they dead yet? Like, well, they could be dead currently.
They had 40 hours like yesterday, so they might just be gone. But And they're also shitting and peeing in bags, by the way, down there.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being in I'll play the clip of the CBS reports.
What do you think happened here? From having been in it and having experienced it, and you talk about the mechanical issues, what's your, I know it's purely a guess, but what is your best guess?
I can tell you exactly. There's only a few possibilities. So this thing has 7 different ways to return to the surface, different ways of releasing ballast or inflating air balloons or using the propellers. So there's backups of backups of backups. So if it is not at the surface, then only one of 2 things could have happened. Either it snagged on something, like a big fishing net or even part of the Titanic, or there was a leak, in which case it would implode instantly and it's over. So if you want to look optimistically at it, they lost power, but they have 3 more days of air and they're bobbing on the surface somewhere and we just can't find them because they don't have power. But one problem with what the Coast Guard said was, there's only 3 operating subs in the world that can go to that depth. Okay. So even if they find our sub with the ping, with the sonar, there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. There's no way to bring it back to the surface. There's no way to let them escape. That the hatch, by the way, is sealed with 17 bolts from the outside. So there's no way to escape when you're inside to get out without a crew on the outside letting you out.
Where they're like,
it was haunting.
They're like, I bought this at Camper World and this we just got.
Yeah, it's like, here's a controller, PlayStation controller that we can do. I'm like, he's like, you can throw it around like a kid.
It's like, oh, so you're
really
charging people $250,000 for this. And also, like,
so
the Titanic people, like, what are they even doing? Why do they care? Like, we can see the movie. There's already clips. There's like VR headsets you can like watch and pretend you're in the submersible looking at it. Like, why do you have to go down and see it through a very small window like this?
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. The window's not even that big.
Smaller than
like
my TV.
What are you going to do? Just like lay off?
Yeah, they're all just going to lay and look. Wow, look.
It smells so bad.
What if they didn't even get down to the Titanic?
I think they're dead. I think they're dead.
No, but like, what if they didn't even get to see it before they died?
They probably didn't. They probably were like,
they probably got halfway there and lost connection.
And so then they like floated off into the sea. I'm telling you.
And that's what it's like to me.
But
it's also like,
but you're with a billionaire who also paid for his flight on, did you see that on SpaceX or on whatever it was for fucking. Why are we going to pay somebody else and get in their rinky dink ass little fucking minivan?
They need to give away their wealth. Like, billionaires are hoarding their wealth for absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They need to give it all away. That we don't need billionaires.
I mean, the best part
is they're like, they're innovative. Look at Elon Musk. He's done nothing. He's made a bunch of shitty cars that Toyota could have made. Like, we don't need billionaires. We need 0 billionaires in the
zero
world, actually. It's just, we need to redistribute all their wealth. That's how I feel.
Imagine?
No. Yeah, I can't imagine. It's right. Amazing what you could pay. There'd be no homeless people.
But that's what then there would be nobody doing work. That's the whole point of the system that really sucks when you really think about it. They have to have the drug addicts, the poor people.
They need it.
The
they middle need class. To keep people poor to
they
work
have
in their
to. It won't
shitty
work.
Stores making minimum wage.
It won't work.
They need yeah. it. They don't want healthy people. They don't want people in houses. They want desperate people.
Imagine that's if what we could do. Actually do jobs that like make a difference, but not just
or creative jobs like in Finland, where people have a guaranteed minimum wage. They can do creative things. Right. That's just their life. And
just
they're satisfied.
Get your shit done, bitch.
They're satisfied.
There's an interesting video that I downloaded that I thought was very, and I kind of agree with it. Well, this one's funny.
What the fuck is that?
And then there's this one that was very interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm going to be a dick for just a second. Everyone is so fucking stupid talking about this submarine. First off, I don't think it's fucking missing. I never thought it was missing for 2 seconds.
Families.
You're telling me, like, multiple billionaires and important people are on this fucking submarine to go see the Titanic. And there's happens to be no tracking device?
Oh.
Oh, no, there's no GPS system or tracking device on yep. the submarine for the fucking, like, Navy to find them? No? Be fucking for real. You really?
I don't
NASA
disagree.
It was originally founded to explore the ocean depths. And then I don't know what the fuck they saw. I am a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know what the fuck they saw. They were like, oh, just kidding. We're going to explore space because that's so much easier. But this shit, they ain't fucking lost.
Oh my God.
Also, you know how the government loves to like shake some shiny mm-hmm. shit in front of you when something
yeah.
in the background is mm-hmm. happening?
Yes, they do.
This is the shiny shit.
Well, yeah, it's like, why are we covering this story, you know?
But this fucker, you fucking lost.
Hmm, interesting. Okay.
I thought that was an interesting take because I had not heard that. And I was like, wait a second.
Well, it is true. Like, why wouldn't there have been GPS? Why wouldn't there have been something to, like,
secured yourself?
If you lose connection, something deploys and shoots to the surface. And
yeah, why don't you have a
beacon? Like, boom, boom, boom.
Because there's a lot of stuff I've heard that, like, they're not, even if they find them, like, what are they going to do? They don't have long enough ropes to go down to the bottom and grab them.
Yeah.
So they would have to then bring another sub down with a something they could inflate.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Right. No,
it's over.
If it's even real.
If it's even real.
And the one son of the billionaire is at the Blink-182 concert. I love that. He's like, my family would want me to be here. Music gets me through hard times. It's like,
girl,
bitch, you're just about to be a billionaire.
You're about to inherit.
He's
your mother,
like,
is
partying. He's like, yes, daddy's going to die. I mean, I probably would.
Honestly, I would. And imagine just some of those songs would hit differently.
And what is this Gallup poll video you have?
I'll play it, but I'll play it at the end.
Okay.
Basically like everybody hates the gays.
All right.
It's time
for our favorite
segment.
Honestly, it is though, because listeners have texted me and said,
yes,
I didn't know that was in there. And I was like, it is. And they're like, it sounds made up. Like, they don't believe. And I'm like, well, I need you to check, because it is.
Oh, I've checked every time it's, I read one, horrifying. I go, put it in
Google,
they
did, and they're like
all the versions.
They're like, what?
That's the other thing. Why do we have 45,000 versions?
Because it's made up. It's whatever the white person wanted at the time. They're like, change the Bible so it says this. Actually, wives need to be submissive to their husbands. Put that in there. This is good.
Perfect. Read this.
Wives can't hold positions of power in the church. Put that in there because we hate women.
Yeah, go ahead and read this verse.
Bible quote of the week, Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
Whoa, girl, fuck!
So women are evil. Women are women are the ones who caused the fall of man and sin to come into the world because she fell for the devil. I'm so fucking tired of them. It's misogynistic to be Christian. Like, honestly.
Oh, that's all it is.
Like, read that and tell me that they're okay with women.
Well, then you have people, again.
I hate women.
This is like the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world that are like, oh, yeah, I gotta speak up about the Lord and all. Honey, no, you can't. You gotta obey. No. You gotta be quiet.
We don't wanna hear women speaking.
We don't need you to be working out. We don't need you to do anything.
No, you shouldn't be.
No makeup.
They can't braid their hair, wear gold, pearls, or costly clothing.
Yeah, so you're all out.
So, wait a minute. Because so
everybody needs to get their
all
ropes
these,
on.
Like, MAGA women love their jewelry. They wear the flashiest, trashiest gold jewelry.
Oh, I mean, big hoop earrings that are, like, not the good ones.
The pearls, like, yes.
Oh, bless your heart. The Lord.
Trashy, expensive pumps. Ugh. They go to Saks Fifth Avenue.
It's choices.
They come out and wear these like ugly outfits. I mean, but they want to tell us.
But yeah, it's fine. But you're going to tell
they're
me.
They're Christian women.
Yeah. So that's.
It's not true. It's all fake. Like, it's all fucking fake.
So there you go. Eat and weep. Sundries. Okay. So my sundry is really simple, but it's also like really fucking painful.
Well, then don't go into it yet. Let me think.
I cannot stand when I bite my lip. And or I've had this little moment where I was like, it almost felt like it was like a, I think it's like a,
I'm biting my lip right now. So why are we
like the inside?
I feel attacked. Uh-huh.
I'm like, I will literally eat it off. And then it hurts. So like right now,
I have healing. I get a divot.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
healing right now. And I'm in so much fucking pain. Like, I can't even like.
Well, my favorite combo for me is I chew it so much and then I get a cold sore because I injured my lip.
Yes. And then you bite that open.
And then I'm sitting there like, I can't. Why did I do this? Like, what? Why do I do this? Why does my thumb? Why does this?
So that's what I'm thinking. That might.
Why does it? I mean, I do it everywhere. I'm just like,
that's interesting.
And then I catch myself doing it. I'm like, stop. And then
no,
like,
and it's too late for me. I'm biting my lip open. Like, literally, I'm bleeding, and it's like, why are we getting to this point? So my sundry is like, leave your fucking goddamn fucking lips and face alone.
It's impossible.
It's tough. Like, I literally was biting the shit now every day since then. I mean, it's Thursday tomorrow. Ow.
One thing I would request is a call in from one of our listeners who listens every week to talk about these types of behaviors, you know who you are. Please call in.
Call in. Thank you.
614-721-5336.
Thank you.
We need a call in to talk about this. You don't have to give us your name, but I know your experience because you post about it occasionally. Wink, 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 wink.
Also, yeah, like when you call in, we're not going to talk to you, A, but B, no. Like you can just
it's remain anonymous. It's
like,
a
just voicemail. Literally tell us what the fuck's going on, okay?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Do
you have a sundry? I would say you're sleepy. You're like in my life now.
There it is. I just triggered a yawn. Oh my God.
It is so weird that it's contagious though. Like, what is that?
Well, I've yawned and then Penny, my dog, has yawned. Like,
there, what is a yawn?
Or she yawns and I'm like,
what exactly is
a
yawn?
I think I've looked into it before. It's like a social signal or something. Like,
it is something social, I think.
But you do yawn alone, but like you can make other people yawn very easily. Or if I see someone at the airport yawning, I yawn.
Yeah.
It's and then you're animal. Like, it's an animal thing, like an instinct thing. Like we're just.
I wonder if dogs, when they yawn, do they yawn with each other? Then do they get the same like?
I'm so tired.
This is like weird, like orgasm.
So my sundry is what the fuck are yawns? Like, can someone explain it? Call in and leave a voicemail.
Yes, please.
Because why do we need to yawn when we're tired? Like, why can't we just be tired? You know, like right. What does the yawn do for me?
And I wonder if it has something to do with like because my eyes are watering now. So I'm like, I wonder if your eyes need to be cleansed or, oh my God, I'm going to fucking kill you with these fucking yawns. We literally could have a podcast episode, just us, both of us yawning back and forth and see how many
like
times
we're that
we do
fucking
it.
Tired.
And you're losing weight being tired. I'm fat being tired. I'm like, oh, I'll still eat stuffed crust pizza laying down.
Oh, that's, but see, gross. That sounds good, but gross. I can't eat it. It's I gross. Know I can't eat
it's
it.
It's gross. I don't want to eat it. I don't want it. Okay. Well, happy Pride if you're still enjoying
Pride,
that.
Because I know Pride's still going on. Happy Pride month. I think I'm just getting to the point where Pride is like an inner celebration, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's more of I'm ready to kick somebody's ass instead of like stand there and watch Walmart walk down the street. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I
know. Like, I wanted to just go up to the bigots and like
be like, yeah, it. Like, let's fight. Like, let's go. Just fight. Fuck
let's
you.
Fucking go.
I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. Oh no. Instead, I'm going to wave this aww. Little pussy ass flag and be like, happy Pride. Happy about what? Man.
I know. There's so many laws now.
It's crazy. So wake up, okay? Let them. And yeah, enjoy your week. We love you.
We love you. Bye. Oh.
It's hotter than fucking.
It's so, I was like, it's so hot and it's not even hot outside yet. It's like...